Happy to welcome back Alex Stone to the program from ABC News. Good morning to you, Alex.
Now I can hear you, Pat. All right. Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Good to have you back, my friend. Now, this story about Southwest Airlines, of course, there's nothing to celebrate when there is a loss of life in that airline tragedy. However, there's also something to cheer about when it comes to the pilot.
Yeah, very much so. The captain of the flight, Tammy Jo Schultz, says she has a growing fan base right now. Passengers are saying that she was their Captain Sully. One passenger saying that she is a true American hero, they believe. And her calm voice as she was bringing the plane in, this is her voice as she was reporting in what was going on.
Yeah, we have a part of the aircraft missing, so we're going to need to slow down a bit.
And she stayed calm throughout.
We've got injured passengers.
Injured passengers, okay, and is your airplane physically on fire?
No, it's not on fire, but part of it's missing.
Now, through a lot of it, she had a oxygen mask on up front. They have more robust oxygen masks than what the passengers have in the back, so some of it she sounded like Darth Vader as she was breathing through, or a firefighter breathing through her mask. And one of the first women to fly Navy fighter jets back in the 90s, she had the training. After the emergency landing, she went back into the cabin to talk to each passenger personally to make sure that they were okay. She gave hugs to those who wanted hugs. We're told by her friends now that she is solely worried about the family of the woman who died and about the emotional well-being of those who were on board. That she and her first officer put out a statement last night saying they were simply doing their jobs. The passengers say no, that they are walking on this earth today because of what Tammy Jo Schultz and her first officer were able to do.
It's a goosebump kind of report, Alex. It's an amazing story of heroism. And you're right, she sounded cool as a cucumber on the way down, getting that plane safely onto the ground. Another thing I'm surprised about with regard to this story, Alex, is the quickness that the FAA jumped in and started talking about it and the possible causes, et cetera. Usually, you know, there's a dormant period of information from the FAA once something like this happens.
Yeah, the NTSB and the FAA typically take a year to a year and a half to come out with a cause. But in this case, they very quickly saw that there were signs of metal fatigue in the fan blades of the engine. And so they are taking a pretty quick action. And the NTSB saying it doesn't know for sure 100% that the cause was this metal weakness, but it's what they're seeing. It's also what they saw in 2016. In a similar case, it wasn't fatal on board a Southwest flight over the Gulf of Mexico. That case also had signs of metal fatigue. It was very similar in that the engine blew. They had damaged the fuselage. The plane depressurized. They had to make an emergency landing. So now after both of these cases, the FAA is telling us today that within the next 2 weeks, they're going to be putting out a directive to all airlines in the U.S. and guidance to airlines worldwide that if you have a 737-700 with this engine, the CFM56, that you need to inspect the fan blades for metal fatigue. They do that through ultrasonic testing, almost like when you're having a baby and they're looking in your belly. That's how they do it. You can't see this metal fatigue. It's on the inside of the fan blade where it starts to give way after what appears to be wear and tear. So they're going to search all of those fan blades looking for metal fatigue. Southwest says it's not waiting for that directive. It's already doing it. It hopes to get its entire fleet checked within 30 days. American Airlines says it, too, is getting going with this. United, it appears, is going to do it before the directive as well. They want to make sure there's not going to be a repeat of this that can cause catastrophic engine failure. This plane could have gone down, Pat. I mean, they had holes in the side. It was ripped apart that then could have then grown from there with the pressurization issues. This was deadly. It could have become much more deadly, and the FAA wants to make sure it gets stopped.
Well, that is so much more than I knew about this story just 5 minutes ago. Alex, thank you so much for adding this. And one final note for you. I love it when any man says it's just like having a baby, as if he knows.
I've been in that doctor's office a couple times with my wife. I've seen it up there on the screen. But
okay,
but
you so get a true. Pass.
Hey, by the way, congrats on the new studio. It looks great.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Appreciate you being here with us this morning. Alex, we'll talk to you soon.
You got it. Thanks, Pat.
That is Alex Stone from ABC News talking about the Southwest Airlines tragedy and how it could have been so much worse. We're glad to not have to report that to you this morning.